Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A worldwide live broadcast on this Sunday, the 24th day of May, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. There is no shortage of dynamic, over-the-top, world-changing, incredibly important news as the quickening on this globe accelerates. The operative word is accelerates, speeds up, intensifies, waxes. But the first thing we're going to be covering in great detail is the passage Friday afternoon of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is global government on steroids. It's global government on parade, because it's not just global government, it's secret, arbitrary, dictatorial world government. And it's even got Google and another 240-plus major Fortune 1000, Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies coming out and saying, do not agree to this. And you know why? Because WikiLeaks a year and a half ago leaked the one section of 30-plus on Internet freedom, and it allows governments and select corporations to take over the Internet and end free speech as we know it. And Google, I'm not romanticizing Google, far from it, but this is the famous separation of powers that our founders talked about. Google wants to keep its power. It's forming its own planetary AI system, and it recognizes this as a totalitarian takeover, a seizure of its empire. And it's saying no. What does it tell you when 250 of the top tech companies are vehemently against it? And by the way, Apple, Google, Microsoft, they are filled with the highest levels of government intelligence agency operatives and others. What does it tell you when they are vehemently opposed to it? And then you've got the extreme left and the extreme right, as the media calls it. No, you've got real liberals and then real conservatives, people that don't want to be under total tyranny, against it. And so, meanwhile, you've got the Republican leadership voting with the Democratic leadership to overrule the grassroots of both parties to pass this out of the Senate. Now goes to the House. We're going to go over the whole stinking thing coming up here today. Hundreds of tech companies line up to oppose TPP trade agreement. Letters signed of more than 250 companies demand greater transparency and say dangerously vague language would criminalize whistleblowers. So we're going to go over this today, but I know what's in the TPP because I know how the EU is set up. I know how the NAU is set up. I know how the trilateral plan is set up. In fact, will you guys also print me Barry Goldwater's quotes from No Apologies on the Trilateral Commission? I read those pretty much every week now, but you might want to hear what the U.S. Senator, who was privy to some of the secret congressional hearings on it, on the planetary trilateral plan, and he came and blew the whistle. So did Senator Church and others, bipartisan. There was also a fascist takeover plan in the 30s that got the whistle blown on it by the most highly decorated Marine in history, General Smedley Butler. So we stopped these takeovers before. We're going to do it again. But believe me, this is an intense time to be alive. Meet every man and woman on deck, all hands. This is a fight.
For all of
this is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy. So you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Secretary of Defense is criticizing the Iraqi military for running away from Ramadi and running away from ISIS and turning about a third of Iraq over to the Al-Qaeda-based group. That's who they are, Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia. That's who runs the whole operation. That's who coaches it. That's who funds it. And then, of course, they've got more than half of Syria now and are making gains. And it's very interesting that our own government openly funded these groups, and then now is criticizing the Iraqi military because they can't defeat them, when it's our government and our media and our political elite that went into Iraq, destabilized the country, kicked out the government, and then now have basically broken it in three parts, Kurd, Shiite, and Sunni. Sunni's the main group that Al-Qaeda is within. And they just think the public is so geopolitically illiterate that they're not aware of what's happened here. This is the planned breakup of Iraq and Syria, which General Wesley Clark admitted to 10 years ago in two different speeches he gave, and which has been partially declassified. So coming up at the bottom of the hour, I have several mainstream news articles reporting on Judicial Watch. Just got a Defense Intelligence classified report from 2012 admitting the plan to put Al-Qaeda, a.k.a. ISIS, in control of Syria. Talk about a war crime. And that's not blaming our rank-and-file troops or even the top generals who've been vehemently against this. That's why that 2 years ago they said we're not going to be the air force for Al-Qaeda to overthrow Assad. And they had to back off part of this plan. But that's who runs our country, and that's the orders that are being given to the Pentagon to carry out. And it's caused the greatest internal mutiny against tyranny I think I've ever seen in my study of 240 years of the U.S. government. So some very positive things are happening. I mean, if Obama ordered the military to nuke every U.S. city, would it be treason for them not to follow the order? No, it'd be treason to follow the order. We've now reached Hitlerian levels with the bureaucracy and the executive branch at the top. They are out of their minds, insane. Here are the articles. They're up on InfoWars.com. Secret Pentagon report reveals U.S. created, that's close quote, ISIS as a, quote, tool to overthrow Syrian President Assad. Now, I know you know that, and Colonel Schaefer's been on, and Dr. Corsi's been on, and countless experts. But now Judicial Watch has the smoking gun. Huge. DIA docs. West wants a Salafist principality in eastern Syria in order to isolate the Syrian regime. Again, that's declassified. And who is that? That's Wahhabist Sunni Muslim Brotherhood. So that's just some of what is coming up today on that front. Simply huge. But mainstream media will not report on this, and that's why they're losing all their viewers and all their readers. Here's a headline. RIP. Over 100 newspapers dumped in a year. Ads down 50%. Circulation hits bottom. That's what's happening to the mainstream media. And no amount of manipulation is going to save them. That's why they want to try to censor the new media, because we explode, we grow, because we tell the truth. We at least try to tell the truth. We don't have all the answers. We're not perfect. But our heart's in the right place, and we've got a much better scorecard than they do. We'll talk about that more. Now, our top story before I get into all of the other news that's here. And Joe Biggs will join us from Cleveland, where they had the verdict yesterday and some looting, a little bit of stuff being broken, not a lot of rioting, 71 arrests by police. Joe Biggs is there right now. He'll be joining us in about an hour from now, a little bit into the second hour from Cleveland via video Skype to give us his on-the-ground breakdown of what he witnessed there. But before I go any further, I got off the radio Friday, and I had mentioned on air during the show, during the middle of the show, the weekday broadcast, that, oh yes, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, has passed the Senate. And I realized as I got off air, I said, you know, I talked about that probably 30 minutes of the last hour and a half of the show, and I was upset about it, and I talked about how horrible it was, but I kind of have this normalcy bias where I've been expecting this evil for so long, and I've lived under foreign globalist domination for so long, domination of my taxes, of the regulations I live under, seeing my republic slowly strangled to death. I've lived under it so long that I had become comfortable with it. And then I got more and more upset. And then I got home, hung out with the children, the family. They went to bed, and I went in and fired the computer on and began to read news about TPP, and there was Matt Drudge tweeting, Republicans are committing suicide. You know, this is absolutely horrible. Why are we allowing them to give unlimited authority to Obama on a secret global piece of legislation? And it made me think. So I did a lot of research on top of the years of research I've done. They've been negotiating with TPP for 15-plus years. And I tell you, my blood is just boiling at this point. There is a big opportunity, though, in this. Because I've never seen mainline liberals and mainline Republicans, mainline conservatives, finally getting it and finally understanding what's happening. Because they've had the Southern Poverty Law Center and MSNBC for years say, if you talk about a global corporate unaccountable government, you are insane and want to blow up buildings. It just does not exist. Even though we've seen it forming, even though Barry Goldwater warned about it, even though Ron Paul and myself and countless others have warned about it, still, they just denied, denied, denied. There's no death panels in Obamacare. There's no plan to come after your guns. There's no. What did Barry Goldwater, in No Apologies, 1964, say, the senator? The guy that almost beat Lyndon Baines Johnson. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. That's called dictatorship, by the way. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. That's state-run religion. What the Trilateral Commission intends is to create a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of the systems, they will rule the future. I wish I could write like that or talk like Senator Barry Goldwater. Imagine if he would have gotten elected running against LBJ in 1964. And, man, his campaign was like Alex Jones, but in a nice suit with three college degrees and a successful entrepreneur of their own shopping malls around the country. Imagine, it was like an Alex Jones in a fancy suit up there saying exactly what I say. And America didn't elect him. And then here we are later, just now getting to the point where the public will start looking at what's really going on again. I mean, Ronald Reagan gave speeches like that when he was running for the presidency in 1979. He quoted Barry Goldwater. America knew this. America held a lot of this back. And then by the 80s and 90s, we go into this amnesia that there are foreign corporate interests taking over, and now we're just dead in the water. Now, there's an awakening happening again, but it better happen quick because there's no debating what's happening. It's like if your boat's going for the shore, you're out there water skiing, and you say, hey, gee, Dad, looks like you're about to run into the land. It's 100 yards away. Better turn the boat. No one goes, oh, who says we're going towards the land? There it is. We're going towards the rocks. Turn the wheel now. Turn it.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel showroom, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection, layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are locked and loaded to expose the globalists. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership was hatched and officially set up back in 1974. But Barry Goldwater, the senator, had spoken about it, and others had talked about it back in the 60s, because it had been proposed to Congress to go along with signing up to world government a decade before. In fact, I've got a New York Times article that quotes John D. Rockefeller from 1937, showing the 10 regions of the U.S., 10 global regions, that are then inside of three mega regions. The American Union that has the Caribbean in it, from Alaska to Chile, the European Union, and the Asian Union. And then subgroups that are assigned within that, like the Middle East, Africa, and others. And this was pushed officially by U.S. colleges. They were trying to do this in the open. That's why we could have a real debate about it in the 50s and 60s and 70s and have movements against it. Basically, everybody knew about it. And people like my dad's dad and my mom's dad, my grandfather's, my father in high school had a once-a-week radio show in Dallas speaking out when he was a teenager against the dangers of globalism. The dangers of this plan. I mean, America was mobilized against it. And then my dad went to school, went to medical school, had kids, still happily married, just didn't really push it on me. I just, of course, followed his footsteps naturally, because who wouldn't know about this and then fight it once they became a man? Who wouldn't? I mean, it's a default. Because we're not being conquered by some loving, altruistic corporate government that's replacing some tyranny with some wonderful new freedom. The Asian Union, the American Union, and the EU all started as trade deals. And they're secret, they're draconian, they're arbitrary, and all of it is now on display. Just as 22 years ago, when they officially kicked off the EU, it really started in 57 with the Treaty of Rome, a trade deal, England could not vote whether they wanted to be part of it or not. And they still, to this day, we can't basically even find out what's in it. In fact, put that back on screen. I was getting distracted as they put an article on screen as we were reading it. Obama warns TPP failure would let China write trade rules. See how globalism works? That's what Henry Kissinger came out, along with Larry Summers, about a month ago. They both wrote articles in op-eds, one for the New York Times and one for the Washington Post. They were republished in Foreign Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations publication. And they said, we're falling apart because we haven't embraced globalism enough. We've got to give up all our rights to these world bodies, or this new global government will have all the say, and if we don't become part of it, we'll still be under it and have to take its edicts. See how that trick works? They create the global private corporate government, won't let the Congress see what's in it, and then say, we won't have any say on it unless we join with it, when the elites in our own country set up the UN, set up the World Trade Organization, set up the different currency agreements that are in place today. But not to empower America, but to use America's muscle and ingenuity to build this planetary government. But now, it's finally caught the public's imagination. It's finally caught their interest. That, wait a minute, until 2 months ago, even Congress, members of the House and Senate, couldn't see the multi-thousand-page Trans-Pacific Partnership that's constantly being changed and altered in secret corporate slash governmental committees that meet in different countries every few months. And then now Congress has voted, the Senate has voted, to hand total authority over trade to the president to sign on to this agreement. Now, it's got to go by a House hurdle. But this is planetary government on parade. And remember, if you look at who's funding this, if you look at who's funding the moves to open our borders, the moves to go after our guns, the moves to federalize our health care, the moves to put our military under NATO command, and Congress is told they have no authority, who's shutting off our power plants, who's getting rid of our jobs, who's putting regulations in to shut down our industry that China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus third-world countries are exempt from, it is the TPP crowd. And it's a select robber baron interest that want to put up basically trade barriers, tariffs, unofficial tariffs, by putting regulations on our goods that are not equally on other goods and calling it free trade when it's the opposite. But that's only one part of it. Free speech is attacked. Whistleblowers are attacked. The sovereignty is attacked. Currencies, everything. It's all in here. But on top of that, even major corporations are against it, like Google. Here's the London Guardian headline. Hundreds of tech companies line up to oppose TPP trade agreement. Letter signed more than 250 companies demands greater transparency and says dangerously vague language would criminalize whistleblowers. The TPP would create an environment hostile to journalists and whistleblowers, said policy directors of the Electronic Frontier Foundation and Fight for the Future co-authors of the letter. TPP's trade secret provisions could make it a crime for people to remove or reveal corporate wrongdoing through a computer system, says the letter. The language is dangerously vague and enables signatory countries to enact rules that would ban reporting on timely critical issues affecting the public. Among the signatories are activist sci-fi author, Guardian Tech columnist Cory Doctorow. Quote, democracies make their laws in public, not in smoke-filled rooms. And it goes on from there. But understand, Congress is saying the president can sign whatever he wants. The U.S. Senate, the Republican leadership, joining with Obama to trump sane Democrats and sane Republicans who are saying no. They combined forces to pass it in the Senate. It's a bigger battle in the House. But look for Boehner to try some trick or to attach it to a budget bill to ram this through. In the past, countries were conquered by armies. And you could see an army coming, as Cicero said in Rome 2,060-something years ago. He said that an enemy that comes with their banner openly flying is a lot easier to defeat than espionage and intrigue and manipulation and subterfuge within. And these big corporations, folks, here's an example. General Electric is for it. General Electric also was given over 300 waivers on their power plants in the U.S. to burn coal when their competition wasn't. Their competition was shut down. General Electric, 6 years, upgrades, accelerates, increases power output, profits explode. That's what TPP is about. Arbitrary, secret, rapacious. Picking winners and losers. So America is being conquered right now by secret global treaty as the trilateral world government plan goes into overdrive. We're going to break more of this down straight ahead and talk about what life will be like under the TPP dictatorship.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both. lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, let me settle down a little bit on this live Sunday broadcast and really try to break down the TPP. I'm going to go through what's known and what's been released by Congress about the secret treaty. But when you look at how the European Union operates, when you look at how the North American Union operates, and the fact that most Americans don't even know that there's been an NAU by treaty since 2005, when you look at how the subsets of the trilateral global plan works, you already know what's in the treaty. Absolute draconian oppression. And Senator Warren has claims that she's read much of the multi-thousand pages and says that it's very bad for America. Other members of Congress, like Senator Sessions, have looked at it. He says it's extremely bad as well. What I know is we shouldn't support anything that's secret and that transfers sovereignty overseas. And by the way, South Korea has the fastest growing economy in the world for multi-decades running, and they have refused to even be part of the talks. They're not stupid. When China is basically quarterbacking the entire thing. And our elite has already sold out to the communist generals, basically, to get sweetheart deals with factories in China to make billions of dollars per family. That's a big part of what's happened here, is we've been sold out. But before we do that, I talked about the big multinational banks that are promoting TPP. Here's Bloomberg. Six banks, this came out, of course, Wednesday, pay $5.8 billion. Six banks. Five guilty of market rigging. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, and others agree to have the felony charges basically dropped by pleading guilty to conspiring to manipulate the price of U.S. dollars and euros globally. Some days making over $100 billion. And so for years of doing this, they're going to pay $5.8 billion. That's like robbing $1 million and, you know, giving the police a $500 tip. That's even better than when, what were the companies a few years ago? Bloomberg reported on that as well. It was Wachovia and Wells Fargo pled guilty to laundering in a two-year period, $378 billion of narcotics money, and they paid it a $111 million fine.
That was HSBC too, right?
HSBC's been involved in market rigging as well, yes. They all are. Interest rates are rigged. The stock market's rigged. It's all come out. And these are the people, these are the groups involved in the money laundering, involved in the bed rigging, involved in scamming everything, and creating $2.2 quadrillion in the last 20 years of fake money that they get to use to leverage and take over the world. $2,200 trillion is, I don't know, last time I saw, some estimates are 80 times, 120 times more wealth than there is in the world projected out for 100 years. I mean, these bankers have basically counterfeited so much money, and then now they're busy globally taking over small banks, taking over mom-and-pop operations, taking over credit unions. Let's be clear. When I criticize banks, I mean the big global five. They run the drugs. They own the aircraft. They've been caught running the sex slaves. They're involved in everything. And here's the deal. They're not just big evil boss hogs. They're the ones funding the anti-family movement. They're the ones demonizing manhood. They're the ones pushing to break up families. They're the ones pushing to force inoculate and fluoride in the water. They're the ones pushing for all the tyranny. They're creeps. They're scum. They're parasites. So six banks pay $5.8 billion, five guilty of market rigging, Bloomberg. Here's another one. Well, this is USA Today. Five banks guilty of rigging rates pay more than $5 billion. Zero Hedge. J.P. Morgan officially apologizes for being a criminal market manipulator. You know what's crazy is, I talk about this stuff 20 years ago, because it's all been known forever, before I was born. And people would call in and say, oh, it doesn't exist, you're crazy. Now it's all admitted and no one gets in trouble. Does that not creep everybody out? So now the Congress, preliminarily in the House, has passed it. The Senate now passed the final deal in the Senate. Now it's being sent to the House for final certification to make Obama, that's a whole other issue, a baby dictator, to be able to sign any trade deal he wants and sign any agreement in secret and then keep the results secret. How Kafka-esque is that? Kafka, what wrote The Trial? Read that book when I was like 18 years old. I'm forgetting half of it. But the guy's charged, but he won't be told the charge. And he's given a trial, never told what he did, and then executed. That's why you call it Kafka-esque. It's just, well, you can't see it, and you can't see the law. It's like, oh, the IRS won't answer your phone calls on Obamacare and won't say what policy or law is. Talk to the hand. This is the new level of crazy town that we have reached in this country and this world, because a whole bunch of other countries are signing on to this. TPP. Let's go over a breakdown of the TPP from the congressional breakdown that has been released to the public. Let's go over what they say about it. Let's go over the history. During the 2002 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting in Los Cabos, Mexico, they began the agreement in secret. So it's 14 years old. Trans-Pacific Partnership, Trilateral Commission Plan. The talk started with Pacific P4 in 2008, officially, again in secret. They had 19 formal rounds of negotiations since then. All secret. All secret. All special deals and special interests in there with all these lawyers writing it. And it will transfer all U.S. trade representative systems to any country touching basically the Pacific Ocean, which is almost the entire planet. I mean, Africa technically goes into the Pacific. Russia, Japan, the United States, just basically everything. It continues. But again, under Trilateral Commission, the agreements have already been signed to transfer the power. Investor state arbitration, global taxation, where money goes, not allowing you to leave with money. Getting rid of offshore trust for small groups, not for the elite. It's sewing the planet up. Negotiation of secrecy in further treaties. Currency manipulation. Tariffs are to be agreed to by now this foreign group. Intellectual property. That's the big one that has the major tech companies saying it's horrible because it ends free speech, ends any type of intellectual property except for the elite groups that are part of this. And it continues. Cost of medicine globally is decided. Income inequality, that means global taxation. Environment. They said they could directly, anything directly threatening our climate and our environment, including new rights that would be given to corporations and new constraints on fossil fuel industry, all have a huge impact on our climate. These are quotes that they've released in the January 2014 meeting. So global carbon taxes. And it goes on from there. And the details are all secret. I'm going to say it again. Secret, 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 secret. Private corporations liaisoning with government and special interest, secretly creating global compacts that Congress, that creates the laws, signs its authority over to. What do you call that? You call that planetary government. And is it open planetary government? No, it's secret planetary government. And what have these groups pushed for in the past? Draconian restrictions on freedom, movement, high taxes, regulations, by every yardstick, totalitarian. So totalitarian, world government, and giving the mob boss Obama and the special interest and other special interests to come, other presidents to come, the power to pick winners and losers domestically, because only the executive and a group of U.S. corporations will represent U.S. interests in future secret negotiations and disputes. Stay with us.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why am I lying?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. That's Childish exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. Smoke on the Water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Smoke on the water. Fire in the sky. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a weekday transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. Look, we're designed to take on a foreign army. We're designed to see people in another uniform coming after us in a straight-up, stand-up fight. And that's not because other civilizations weren't sneaky, other civilizations weren't underhanded, but it was seen, especially in the West, as unchivalrous. And so any population would turn against any occupier that did not fly their flag openly. In fact, you guys print me the Cicero quote on the traitor. Cicero the traitor quote. And he does a whole speech. It's from a book he wrote. Member of the Roman Senate. I think the speech was given in something like 44 B.C., We're designed to fight an open enemy. In fact, there's the quote. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustle through all the alleyways, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not as a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears the face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep within the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. And I think of George Soros when I hear that quote. George Soros doesn't care about poor inner city people. He's a famous Nazi collaborator, currency speculator. He's a criminal. He's been convicted in multiple countries. He goes out and spends hundreds of millions of dollars to get race riots going on, and they're funding communist groups running around calling for whacking the police, not to reform the government, but to destroy local government and destabilize. The traitor is the plague. They are the plague. What was the plague? The plague used to hit Rome every few decades. Coming out of the east, bubonic plague, eating your skin off. The traitor is the plague. Rotting the country. And that's what DPP is. And I'll say this. I like Ted Cruz. But you notice Ted Cruz voted for this. So did Senator Cornyn of Texas. Both Texas senators. Rand Paul did not. And that's why I say Rand Paul's better. Rand Paul says that if he sees the bill, and that if it's true free trade, that we need to be part of a debate, we need to be part of any major group set up, that he would vote to do it, but vote for the specific negotiation powers that the president would have at these meetings, and that they shouldn't be secret, and that they need to pass legislation that's then given to the president to implement. And they spin that and go, oh, see, he says he'd still be for it. No. He's playing politics with them. He's saying, let me see it. Because they will go after anybody that doesn't support this. That's why the Democratic and Republican leadership, almost to a person, went for this, because this is global government. This is the big push. This is America being taken over. And by the way, understand something. If they get away with this, the sky's the limit. Just like I said with Obamacare or all these other executive power grabs. If they can get away with this, think of what they'll get away with next. Globalism does not create prosperity. Even if globalism was somewhat totalitarian, if it brought prosperity, I would criticize it, because long term, that always rots. And then, even though sometimes totalitarianism can bring brief prosperity down the road, it always takes a very bad turn. So I would be against it, because I'm for free will and sovereignty and firewalls against unchecked power, separation of powers. But I wouldn't be fighting it tooth and nail. I wouldn't be as worried. We're in grave peril. Our elite are so arrogant that 5 years ago they began spending now $5 billion out of the U.S. alone, billions more out of NATO, billions out of Saudi Arabia, probably a billion out of Turkey, to fund jihad, Muslim Brotherhood, Wahhabi, Sunni, Al-Qaeda. I mean, they fly the Al-Qaeda stinking flag. The military finally said, no, we're not going to be part of this. It made me cry. It was such a moment of finally seeing a soul left in our country. So they just changed the name to ISIS, had them invade Iraq, gave them a bunch of weapons caches. They've now turned back into Syria. They've taken back the area they lost. They've got over half the country now. Some estimates are two-thirds. And good people in our government have linked it. It's Judicial Watch. It's up on InfoWars.com. Secret Pentagon report reveals U.S. created, not the U.S., criminals that have hijacked the country. Just like TPP, they're going to say that's the U.S. No, it's not. It's secret. If you run me over with your car, I didn't help you run me over. So I want it to be clear. The majority of American people are not for this. The polls show that. We just have an occupied government. That's why, if you were the globalist, what would you be worried about? A peaceful revolution through the states to take the country back. That's why the whole system's set up to shut down states' rights. That's why they want to get riots going locally everywhere for the feds to come as the savior to save us from the local police. Give me a break. The local police are the least of our problems. Secret Pentagon report reveals U.S. created ISIS as a tool to overthrow Syria's President Assad. Judicial Watch shows that Western governments deliberately allied with al-Qaeda and other Islamist extremist groups to topple Syrian dictator Bashar Assad. By the way, people are going to say, Alex, we already know this. In fact, in the comments on InfoWars, they're like, Alex, we knew this 5 years ago. We've heard all the guests. It's well known. I mean, Assad's been saying, well, why is this news? Because the actual document has now been leaked to Judicial Watch, highly respected. And the president of Iraq has come out 3 times and said that criminal elements of our government are aiding al-Qaeda right now and ISIS, same group. And they're aiding them to get across the border and attack the U.S. And you're like, you mean they're real terrorists? Yes, they're real terrorists. Real in that at the grassroots, they're real. Up the line, they're Western intelligence controlled. But it's beyond Western intelligence. 95% of the CIA is involved in this, probably 99. 99% of the FBI. After 9/11, there were FBI agents in the news, including their deputy director, who died on 9/11. He was in it a week before going, it's like al-Qaeda runs the FBI. We try to stop them, and we're blocked. Because they do. It's not al-Qaeda running it. The people that run al-Qaeda are above the FBI. And now it's all coming out. This is coffin nails to the globalist. This is devastating. This is coming out. By the way, conspiracy theorists are causing militants to abandon ISIS. Al-Qaeda has officially put out videos, ISIS, attacking InfoWars.com. And now they say that conspiracy theories claiming that don't join ISIS, they really work for the globalists, is causing them to not get new recruits. This is officially from the ISIS official website and videos. And, of course, you know the tip of the spear of that is InfoWars.com. But, look, I don't want the credit. It's people in the military. It's the general public. It's Judicial Watch. It's Colonel Schaefer. It's countless others saying they won't be part of this. The point is, though, here we are again. Here you are, the millions of listeners, putting this info out, affecting world change. So good job. We're going to start the next hour and open the phones up at 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539 on the TPP. How big a deal is it? Will it be rammed to the House? We elected Republicans to get in there and reverse all this, and instead, all they've done is work with Obama to sell the country out. That shows you how rogue and out of control they are. Matt Drudge said the Republicans are committing suicide. I agree. But they're also killing America in a group suicide like Jim Jones while they do it. We'll talk about it all coming up in the second hour. 877-789-ALEX. Briefly, we've got a special on our super powerful herbal estrogen blocker, basically, system, Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off the Super Female and Super Male today at InfoWarsLife.com. And that ends tonight. This is the last day of the sale. Won't be another sale on this for probably 4 or 5 months. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your order supports this transmission. Never forget, you are the resistance. We can defeat tyranny by telling the truth. Tell friends and family, tune in now, second hour.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Done.